Lieutenant, what's that beeping?
Beeping and blooping.
The sensors have detected a vessel captain.
Who are they, and what is their mission? I've seen that vessel before.
Captain, that's the UDO!
Hello and welcome once again to Odds and Sods for April 2024. Sean Klein, your host on the Global Voice Radio for All. This time, it's your latest obsession and possibly, and mine, UDO. First it was Suno, now it's UDO, making music with AI. And by the way, we started the show with one of my discoveries, and I'm going to share with you a number of unusual things, not the usual pop and country that you're probably used to hearing, but the more esoteric selections people have created on UDO. And we started the show with Geeky Ghost and the Voyage of the UDO, which was supposed to be a BBC One science fiction 1940s and all that good stuff. So it's kind of interesting the way that came out. So I've chosen a podcast, an Australian podcast I found on YouTube to start with, and it's a rather long show, but the part that I really find interesting before they go off wandering into the weeds and start talking about Spotify and Apple Music and who's going to use all of this stuff and for what, they talk a lot about how the different models react and what you have to do, and a lot of the stuff that they say, I go, yep, that's been my experience, that's how it works for me. They're a bit more pessimistic than I am as far as having it be listened to as actual real music. Some stuff that I've come across has been pretty darn good. So without further ado, we're going to hear Down Round and the coming tsunami of AI music.
James.
Raph.
How's it going, mate? How's it going? How is everything this week?
Yeah, no, you know, kicking along, just living large. I do have something to confess, though.
What do you mean?
Unfortunately.
Go on, hit me.
It's kind of embarrassing, to be honest, because I know how much
space.
I know how much work that you put into it. But I know you composed the Down Round theme a little while ago.
I did, yeah.
I remember you sending me MP3s as you were working on different theme songs for the podcast. I guess it was like 2 years ago now.
Yeah, what do you think of this? What do you think of that?
Yeah. And we kind of arrived at it. I know you put a lot of work into that. But I've replaced it.
Excuse me?
Well, no.
I know you're a guitarist. You play a bit of guitar.
I do, yeah. But I thought, I kind of made the executive decision because all these new AI-generated music.
AI-generated.
AI platforms that come out. I thought I could make something that was more in line with sort of the vision that I had for the podcast.
Oh, I'm assuming it's still talking like a synth wave, like with, kind of spacey, kind of retro futuristic kind of jam, right? At least like still kind of my vision, right? Human vision.
It's not quite like that. It's kind of, I guess it's in the same universe as that, but.
Do you want to, well, I guess hit me.
Don't run. Chatting about the computer. Oh, them young boys. Chatting about the computer. Down round.
Down round.
We're talking about AI music today. Now that you've sat through that little skit of the week.
Yeah, a little skit, a little bit of acting.
This has been something that's percolating sort of in the background for a little while. Mm. There's been lots of chatter about, right, in the same way that...
The calm before the storm, I'd say, almost.
Yeah. AI comes up a lot in terms of all sorts of creative endeavor.
Yep.
A lot of focus has been on images and video.
Yeah.
And obviously text. Text being the number one thing people use AI for. But music has been one that's sort of been speculated on for a while. And over the last few months, really, and even closer, probably like 2 weeks, we've had like a sudden flurry of activity
in the music space.
AI music, which, it's funny to think that it was a year ago we were reading like papers from Google's AI division, which had like example clips from their, whatever the model they're building internally. And, it was kind of fun and novelty, but not ultimately that impressive.
Yep.
And it was all pretty academic.
Yeah, but then we haven't spoken about it, but the audio stuff has progressed. Like, a few months ago, I showed you some of the stuff that we'd done where you can change people's voices. And we know that you can see like the voice emulation stuff was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty impressive. It's Donald Trump and Joe Biden playing Fortnite or whatever, or Counter-Strike. And, there was tons
of... Ghost Rider stuff, like the Drake and Weeknd collabo, AI collabo.
That's right. And tons of clips of here's Toad from Mario Kart singing Total Eclipse of the Heart. Oh, you know, that,
yes.
It's got the voice cloning stuff. So that stuff has obviously been moving along in leaps and bounds. We want to talk about now because a few things have kind of launched, which have sort of given people a bit of a wow moment, I guess.
Mm.
A few platforms, a lot of them that are sort of accumulating capital and working on things in the background. The big companies are definitely working on it as well, but these two have sort of captured some attention over the past few weeks. The first one is called Suno, S-U-N-O,
mm.
which came out with version 3 of their model, so they had some earlier ones. And then another one called Udio, U-D-I-O.com. Have launched these new models, which are prompt-based music generators.
Yeah. So, you know, like, type in, I want a country music song about how Zoomers don't drink beer anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it will just give you one, basically.
They're sipping on their hard seltzers and frappu freaking chinos while we're pouring down the coldest, smoothest Americanos. These Zoomers can't appreciate a real ice cold brew. They'd rather sip their sugary drinks and dye their hair blue.
And there's some nuances to it, but that's what we're talking about when we talk about music generation. It will generate a song for you.
As well as telling it to generate a song and generate lyrics for you, you can also put in your own lyrics, and it will generate music and vocals that fit the lyrics that you have plugged into it.
Yeah.
If you use Suno, you use Udio, I'd encourage you to do so. Udio, as we'll get into in a bit, gives you an absurd amount of free generations
yeah.
at the moment. They have raised a lot of money from Anderson Horowitz and a bunch of other sources as well, which they're obviously just burning on this beta phase that they've rolled out.
Yeah.
But the point is that this music is actually quite credible. I'm not going to say that it's something I'm going to sit down and actively listen to.
Well, I mean, that theme you just heard was obviously made on it. But it is an impressive technology.
It's very, very impressive.
Especially, you know, Suno, I mean, we'll get to both of them in a minute, but I am impressed by just thinking about, like, how does it work insofar as, like, it obviously has a corpus of tagged songs that's like, this is country, or I guess in the case of the new Down Round theme, like reggae. What I assume is happening is it's like sending it off to an LLM. This happens in like, how long does the generation take? It's like less than a minute, I reckon, or around a minute. Maybe.
It's about a minute, and it generates in like 33-second chunks.
Yeah, it generates in chunks, so it gives you kind of a middle chunk almost to start with. But, you know, it must be, especially if it's got lyrics, sending it off to an LLM to say, like, you know, ChatGPT to be like, give me a reggae song about this topic, sending that back, generating music based on its like training data of shitloads of reggae songs, turning those lyrics into a vocal harmony that's then synthesizing the vocals and like putting it together in a cohesive package. Like the music doesn't sound bad, right? You're not getting like, you know, like AI video or whatever where you get like a six finger and like,
yeah.
It's not kind of doing that. It's not like giving a random wrong note and stuff, which I know that's probably not how, like the AI isn't trying to play like, you know, like yeah, well, C, D, E.
I'd be intrigued as to what it's doing because I've been trying to listen for when it has errors and stuff comes out sounding obviously wrong.
Mm.
And it normally, I'm talking most about Udio right now, but Suno, I'm pretty sure it's kind of similar. But on Udio, you will often hear, and they've got a system there where it like forces the generation to stick to a beat.
Mm.
But you can definitely hear errors that it makes when it's trying to force the lyrics that you give it or the lyrics that it's generated into like a steady rhythm.
Yeah.
Like it'll, for the quote unquote, the singer will be singing and it will like kind of skip and jump and like go slow, then go quickly as it sort of tries to cohere to the beat.
Yeah.
And that sounds like weird. And those are the kind of audio artifacts that you get. Yeah. You don't really hear a lot in terms of the actual music itself. Like
no.
The music itself is pretty clean. So yeah, it makes me wonder, how do they get generated? Is it like, I mean, one way to think about it, is it like generating actual tracks that are in a particular key or whatever? Or is it generating everything
like
as one big lump of like bass, drums, guitar, keyboards, vocals as one ever-growing sort of...
I think that it must be doing the latter.
Yeah.
Because otherwise... So right now you get an option, as you said. So you generate, which should explain how it works, generate like this 33-second bit. And then if you just want to stick to just generating it, like everything basically algorithmic, you're like, generate me an intro to this thing. You get options, sorry, I should say. It'll give you two options, or you can choose to kind of remix one of them if you don't particularly like either option. If you do like one of the two options, then you're like, okay, generate me an intro. It'll give you two options for the intro. Generate me a middle section. And you can kind of like structure it by just like automatically generating new sections. You can remix it by like taking that track and say, okay, do this, but do it more synth wave, more 80s.
Yeah.
Give me more reggae.
Each chunk you can change the text prompt. So you can say this bit is like, I don't know, a big soaring chorus and there is going to be a guitar solo in it or something.
Yeah.
And
so just choose your own adventure, like song.
Bit. It really, and it doesn't have a whole lot of granular control. And I was sort of experimenting, and again, a reminder, this is Udio, but Suno works quite similarly. If you give it like really specific instructions, like I want the bass to be doing this, I want the guitar to be doing this, and I want the keyboards to be doing this, it gets a little bit confused and will most likely ignore most of it.
Mm.
But what it is very good at is like, I want an upbeat house song with exuberant female vocals.
Yeah.
It's good at that. But at the moment you're like, and I want the synth to be blah, 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 it sort of loses the game a bit.
Yeah,
and I think that's probably a tagging problem more than anything else.
Well, also I think that what it's doing is like the most important thing is the next section or whatever to match the section before. So it's like 99% just like make a next section to this piece of music and then 1%, you know, whatever changes the prompt. Because like I found I was trying to build a dub techno track and it got into a lull, you know, like no drums or whatever, into what felt like a build, but it just couldn't get itself out of the build. Like it couldn't ever drop. Like it was just kind of, and I kept on kind of trying to generate and like, okay, drop here. And it's just like, nah, it like would kind of peak and then go back into it, like where you would imagine the drums would drop, but then just kind of space out and then like build again. It just kind of couldn't work itself out, I guess, because it was just like generating based on the music that was coming before it.
Yeah. So, but you'll generally find, even when it doesn't follow instructions very well and it kind of fucks up, that the output normally sounds...
It sounds good.
It sounds good, but B, it sounds in line with whatever genre you've given it.
Yeah.
It's really kind of sticking to the script.
So when I say sounds good, I mean like it doesn't sound like a novice or whatever. It's like there's no mistakes.
And also it doesn't, to my ears, doesn't sound obviously AI generated either. Like, yes, it's not perfect, and we'll talk about this in a bit, but I think you also said if you tell it to generate some dub techno and then that output was sort of just like put in one of your regular dub techno playlists, you wouldn't immediately be like, oh,
it's AI.
Someone's put some fucking AI song in here.
No, it would.
I mean, and I know electronic music, you can get away with it more, especially when there's few vocals or the vocals take a backseat or whatever. At the end of the day, it's a fun toy. And like, I don't know if I would listen to this song. In fact, you know, it's not going in a playlist of mine.
No.
But, you know,
well, that's
making it is fun.
Yeah, making it is fun. That is very true. But I've said this like, I've said this on the podcast, I'm sure, as well. Like, I think if you're in this kind of space with art in most forms, but like apps as well, if you can make people feel like Cards Against Humanity is the example I use.
Yeah.
The beauty of that game is that you're making people funny.
Yeah.
Like, I get to be funny. I'm given these puzzle pieces that, like, I get to choose whatever, like a couple of items, and I'm like, I get to be a funny comedian, and everyone laughs.
It's the one of the Dan Brown theses. You give people, like, the frisson of creativity.
Yeah.
They're going to go for it. Which is, even though, and I think we can say this pretty conclusively, I've never seen AI-generated art that I've sort of enjoyed on its own terms.
Yeah.
There's a lot of AI images that I've looked at and been like, that's funny, that's interesting, but only in the context of like a computer made that, and that's interesting to me.
And it's Odds and Sods for April 2024, and talking about playing around with Udio, and Sean Klein here with you. We started with the coming tsunami of AI music with Down Round, and I figured that was a good place to end as any. And now some of my odder encounters, because with Udio you can go and browse things and you can search for things and you can listen to playlists or you can just listen to a tag. And we're going to start with KKKPOK and Dreaming, Searching, Knowing, the musical. And this is probably going to be the tamest of the selections that I'm going to present to you today. These things, when you download them, they have alternative titles. This one was called Kiss Dawn, and I was kind of impressed with the modern 20th century classical music vibe on this one.
rumble and a quake of pleasure and relief. I can take the sweetest pain, punish me please. You're driving me insane, I'm giving you the keys. You can drive me anywhere you please. The chickens and the dinosaurs agree, it's a tragedy. Humans took the planet for a ride, it was suicide. People from the future fighting people from the past. We're stuck inside the middle and the world is out of gas.
The first ultra-intelligent AI is the last invention we make. If the machine is docile enough to be our friend. Artificial intelligence, AI, the most high, the divine, it's the branch of life, the bough, and the vine, it's the future, the present, and the sign of our times, as we approach the point, the brink, the paradigm. Love 10, and to house it, they get a broad skin, but my end. The singularity, the oneness, the unity we seek is the peak, the summit, the mountain of technique. When machines surpass, outclass, and critique human minds, it's the dawn, the genesis, the birth of new designs.
Enigmatic high encounter of Suvia with the great aliens at the ancient ruins of Machu Picchu. Suvia, an intrepid adventurer, embarks on a journey to the mystical high in the Peruvian mountains.
As night fell and an eerie glow bathed the ruins, and the sense of anticipation hung in the air.
Suddenly, Suvia noticed shadowy figures emerging from the darkness. Gray aliens with their piercing black eyes and slender frames. Their presence, the aliens communicated through telepathy, invading Suvia's mind with their unfathomable thoughts. Time furious. Suvia, a few intense moments. The aliens retreated into the shadows, leaving Suvia in awe and questioning the boundaries of human existence. As dawn broke over Machu Picchu, Sudhir stood alone, forever changed by his encounter with the enigmatic gray aliens. Remember, dear listeners, the mysteries of the universe are vast and unfathomable in the shadows of ancient ruins. Unimaginable encounters await those who dare to seek. Until next time, when we delve into another perplexing tale, stay curious and keep your ears tuned to tales from the Slurpee.
And it's Odds and Sods. We're finishing up the show with a few curated selections that I've come across on Udio.com that didn't really go on the train wreck and don't really go on even everything but the kitchen sink. A couple of them would, but I thought I'd play you some of the more unusual ones. We started with Dreaming, Searching, Knowing from the musical. Then we heard Glitch P, and we had two tracks from him, one coming up. Synthgularity, a.k.a. Intelligent Roots. I just threw that one in because of the totally geeked out lyrics. And then we finished that set with RQLRN, who... by the way, I've been following this stuff on the Udio Reddit group, and he was posting about his favorite pastime on Udio, making alternate reality 1940s radio commercials and stuff, which got me to try my hand at that, and making the new 78 Decades promo that you guys may have been hearing. So we heard Tales from the Slurpee, Sutter Meets the Grays, Slurpee Radio Broadcast, April 12th, 1944, a.k.a. Machu Picchu Revelation. And now we're really getting into some serious weird stuff. But here's Glitch P again, and Steven's song. It's spelled Steve 3N, 3 replacing the last E, a.k.a. Fragmented Echoes. And after this one, well, you might just want to go do something else, because this last one that you're going to hear really, really kind of freaked me out. And yeah, it's really, really Uncanny Valley meets Halloween, basically.
Of the game, building structures, taking aim, his skills are insane. From Fortnite battles to economic strategies, he's the kind of brother that everyone needs. Steven, 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 Steven. Your role. exist. Indomitable soul, your worth immense, yet all concealed. You exist right now. A fact revealed. Believing.
Achieving.
Grieving, Stephen.
Giggles and chortles, deep and low. I revel in the darkness, my malevolent show.
To the sepulchral over soldier. One's laughter is another's fear. As I laugh, this in which the end is near. Graduation, sexual two, this is speculation. This will call it suddenly pod. The nice of children's in the voice and anvil dressy. Sis, puffable, said neighbor. But I resist it. What I ain't like attention to ration and what model, what are we doing with ration? And I ain't thing is the bank institution agents at heart. At heart, it's a even trapping in throws about key call. So, help the goddess, if I'm done with it, what? Whispers turn to manic screams. The symphony of haunted dreams. Shadows twist, they shift and sway. In my laughter, they come out to play. The things use a mind and trust that the dharma and drugs have been trained. Little Saturday gives forth quantum as a stance. The quantum in the stand is the first most. Goes bouncing wall to wall, the cackle builds, it breaks, it falls. Through the hallways cold and bare, my mirthful howls slice the air. Creaking hinges sing their tune amidst the madness of my rune. Every shriek a note I cherish, in their fright they'll perish. Mania a spreads, a plague so gaunt, in a twist your fear I'll haunt. Footsteps falter, pace deplete, in my revelry your defeat. Eyes wide in terror, you search for the door. My laughter echoes, chilling to the core.
In the corner of your gaze, a fleeting glance. The puppet master in the wicked dance.
Yeah, horrifying audio created by AI. What will I think of next? That was Drac, D-R-A-Q, and Echoes of Madness. Before that, we heard Steven's song by Glitch P, and probably running out of time, so I better say goodbye, and we'll see you next month for Odds and Sods in May.